Proverbs 3, verses 13 through 15. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. The hope of gaining something good is incentive to hard work and diligent toil. This morning I was down at the gym for a workout. There was an old gentleman there who was sweating and straining as he pushed and pulled the various weights and exercise equipment. His incentive was better health and a longer life. Across the room was a young muscle builder. He too was sweating and straining. But he did not have health and length of days in mind. He wanted muscles that would bulge under his shirt as he strutted down the avenue. This passage begins with a promise of finding something good. The man who finds wisdom finds happiness. In other studies, we have found other fruits of wisdom. But here we find the happy man who has discovered something worth more than gold, silver, or precious jewels. It is evident that he is not talking about the wisdom of this world. Those of you who have searched for it, found it, and tested it have found it lacking. It does not bring the happiness spoken of in this passage. You know, in fact, from your own experience, that it results in just the opposite. The Scriptures confirm this. I commune with mine own heart, saying, lo, I am come to a great estate, and have gotten more wisdom than all they that have been before me. In Jerusalem, yea, my heart had great experience of wisdom and knowledge. I gave my heart to know wisdom, and to know madness and folly. I perceived that this was also vexation of spirit. For in much wisdom is much grief, and he that increaseth knowledge increaseth sorrow. Obviously, then, he is speaking of the wisdom of God. The Apostle Paul communicated the same excitement and joy when he discovered Jesus. He said, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but refuse that I may gain Christ. His power, prestige, position, and all the things he had gloried in the past, were now so much refuse in comparison with the knowledge of Christ. He found the true source of joy, even in the midst of trial and tribulation. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. This passage speaks of the merchandise of wisdom, which is rather an unusual phrase at first glance. But when you think about it, a beautiful truth comes to the surface. The gaining of the wisdom of God must be our prime endeavor in life and not just a byproduct. The good businessman keeps his thoughts and attention directed to the selling of his goods in order that his business might prosper. His livelihood and the welfare of his family and employees depend on his careful attention to business. Jesus spoke of the merchant who had discovered a thing of great value and ventured his all to gain it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchantman seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, sold all that he had and bought it. The transcendent happiness that fills the heart of one who enjoys fellowship with Christ and has discovered the grace of God is daily living the spiritual blessings given freely from the hand of his loving Heavenly Father is far greater than the worth of the wealth of this world and that which the wealth of this world cannot buy. It is something the world cannot give because it knows nothing about it. Nothing can be compared to the joys and happiness that comes from a life lived close to the Lord and one who is being taught the wisdom of heaven.